तपस्या की मूरत का सैंपल है, ऐसे आप भी तपस्वी मूरत बनो। आओ,
translating for the Arab group, right? Om Shanti, good morning. We have with us a huge family from the Arabian side of the world, and their translator is with us here in the translation room this morning. So sometimes we have other European languages, but today Arabic, very interesting.
Om Shanti. I want to say a few words. I can't sit there without saying something which is bubbling in my heart, and I can see it's bubbling in your hearts as well. I really want to wish our JB, congratulations and a very happy birthday. I really think that Baba has given each one of his children so many treasures, and we try and fill ourselves those, you know, treasures in our heart and then reflect them through our lives. But I would say that for Jayanti Ben, I've known her since the beginning I came to Baba. She's always been a great inspiration for many, many, all of us, all Baba's children across the world. And she's such a gifted child of Baba that it's a magic wherever she goes. Baba had said Baba had given her many, many blessings. And one of the blessings that I always remember, Baba said that because of her love and her dedication, you know, cooperation will come shimmering from all around. And it's not just two arms that she has, but she has 1,000 arms will come. So this is what I remember, all these words that Baba had spoken to her. And I see that she's such a practical proof and such an inspiration to all of us. So this is a very special birthday. You know, we remember Jayanti Ben for being our big sister, our JB. We all love her so much, right? We all love her so much. So please, once again, happy birthday on behalf of all London and UK family. Om Shanti Jayanti Ben. Happy birthday.
Om Shanti. Hansa Ben specially came downstairs and said that I had to come up, and I just had to be very soul conscious.
This is not planned, but it's unplanned. It's accurate in drama. Drama is so accurate. Jayanti runs away from all the celebrations.
How do cakes manifest without a plan? There's some magic going on here. Baba's love has been unlimited, but the love of the family has also been filled with many, many blessings and is unlimited also. And so it's the fortune of Baba's love and the love of the family that's made me fly. And I know that that's what will carry me to my perfect stage. You know, when Daddy sometimes says that it's been 50% Baba's help, 40% the help of the family, and 10% her own effort, I'll just adjust that a little bit. I think it's been 1% my effort and the rest has been Baba and the family. Really, it's been this. And so thank you. And the London family is Baba's creation directly and Daddy's creation. And so all of you are filled with that very beautiful love. But according to drama, I'm just seeing that we have an international family here. We have Baba's children from Lebanon, we have them from India, we have them from Colombia, from South Africa. I mean, it's just everywhere. I was looking around the English class today and seeing so many from so many different places, too many for me to mention even now. But London has an international flavor always, and so it's great to be with everyone and to welcome everyone here. And one very powerful thought that Baba has told us to attain whatever it is we want to attain before we see Baba again in October. And yes, that's a very powerful thought that I hold in my heart, that the things that I need to do inside, I have to do now, not later. Because on the one side, it's amazing to see service and the expansion of service and the magic of service, and that's my life. But also, I'm very aware of the speed with which things are happening in the world out there. And so now is the time to do what I need to do inside. Om Shanti.
पहले बोलिए
इसका इंट्रोडक्शन दे रहे क्योंकि कईयों को नहीं मालूम कि इसका डेडी है.
This morning after Amrit Vela, outside Baba's room, Daddy said, "You're the lucky child of three fathers." And so one father, the second father, and this is the third father.
तीन नाम बताओ. तो सिक्के देखो बाबा के सारे क्लब पे ऐसा बर्थडे तो कभी नहीं
मनाएंगे.
There won't be a celebration like the celebration of the confluence aged birthday. So this is a long lost, now found, very beloved child, Jindivan. Om Shanti. Julius Bhai, is this loud and clear? Just nod if it is. Joan, can you hear me? I'm speaking. One word. Channel. My number one green light is on, so it must be. I am speaking.
This is a very surprise for me, Nadi calling me to come on this stage. And this is the first time I've seen that Jayanti's birthday being celebrated in the auditorium in London. Pardon?
Well, he's speaking in English anyway. Joan, can you hear me? Joan,
anyway,
can you hear me?
It's nice to see this is happening. She's actually
so
Baba's child.
I don't know.
From the very young age. Though she did not recognize it at a young age, but eventually Baba pulled her. And I've seen the change from the beginning. She saw Sakar Baba in 57 in Delhi. And I think from that time, she has been gifted. And I'm sure the blessings of the family and these Babdadas are always with her. And how it happened, I don't know. But today the same words, I've written it in a card to her. Om Shanti.
They haven't heard a thing. Okay. Jan, Om Shanti, good morning. Can you hear me now? Julius, can you hear me? Oh, well. Yes, I'll continue to speak. Joan, can you hear me?
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, good morning, Joan. Yes, Joan can hear me. Wonderful. Okay. That means we're on the air. So,
nothing new.
One is nothing new.
Nothing new.
Nothing new.
Nothing new.
No matter what happens, it's something nothing new. Yet it's something new. Those who know how to think that it's nothing new, for them it's not a big thing. There's no question of what and how, but the feeling that yes, it is something new in our lives. Chintivan didn't share one thing. What is the something new that's going to happen in this year? Just as people ask Daddy, so we can have a little bit of a dialogue now. What is the something new that's going to happen this year so that there can be such newness? Because the world also looks for newness. The Brahmin family wants newness also. And Baba is seeing that the new age is approaching. And my children are the ones who are going to bring that new age. They're the ones who are going to create the new world. So Baba is the one who is giving us the treasure of the new world, and it is through Brahma Baba. So we recognize the two fathers and we claim the inheritance. It's not that we're claiming it, but we've already claimed our rights and we have received it. We have claimed our rights over Baba, having become his children. So why did we become his children? It's because Baba adopted us. He made us his. It is one who gave us birth and the other one who adopted us. And the third one, who is watching from up above, is seeing how the unlimited inheritance is being given by the unlimited father, and he's teaching us to go into the unlimited. Shiv Baba is the unlimited. The inheritance we receive is also unlimited. So the teacher and the protector are taking us into the unlimited. He gives us the teachings, don't be in the limitations of here. He is the liberator, and the protector says, I am the protector, I am sitting with you. That the canopy of protection is over you. Baba's canopy of protection is over you, over your head. So just one Baba and no other. We are the children who keep this pledge firm. We are constant yogis, always cooperative, always easy yogis. Constant yogis, easy yogi. And with everyone we are cooperative. To stay with us, others as cooperative souls means to receive cooperation. It's not that we would need to ask for cooperation, but we would naturally receive it. From God also, we don't need to ask for anything. He says, just remain easy yogis. And I'm the one who is the bestower, and I can give just at the click of the fingers. So all you have to do is be an easy yogi. So stay in the remembrance of Ishwar, of God, and be an easy yogi. Since yesterday, Daddy was thinking, in order to be part of the rosary of victorious jewels, you have to become threaded in the thread of honesty, truth, and love, and how souls come close to one another in this rosary. Victory is guaranteed through faith in the intellect. Victory is guaranteed. And the souls are being threaded, the beads are being threaded into the rosary. So which is it? She's asking Jintiben, the rosary of 108 or 8? So it is God who is giving everything, but it's God's love that is a wonderful power that brings you close to God. And then the beads become equal to one another. They are of that equal quality. They are the souls who are part of the victorious jewels. First, victorious jewels, then the light of the eyes, light of God's eyes. So ask yourself, who am I? Baba says, when the child has courage, they receive the father's help, and the Lord is pleased with an honest heart. Doesn't matter what may happen, never lose courage. Never be defeated. Because we have, through our courage, fulfilled our responsibility towards Baba. It's Baba's help and our courage. And so the children have really fulfilled this promise. So Jinti Ben has said that it's 50% Baba's help, but I would say 95% Baba's help. And this is when the family also loves you and cooperates with you. When you see how Baba's help is being received. But that help comes when we keep courage and we have the sense of how to take help from Baba. And we have the aim of being Baba's helpers. That is to say, in service, whatever Baba has given, we have the aim of giving the return to Baba. When we have this aim, then all the qualifications come. If one's aim is there, then the lakshan, the qualifications will come. So Baba says, never forget this. Keep the aim in front of you and imbibe all the qualifications. Baba is making us honest. So it's not just Chintiben's birthday that we're celebrating, but for all of us, it's a new birthday that we celebrate. Baba celebrates our new day, new birthday, every day. Just as people in the world celebrate once a year and say happy birthday, that's just sound through the mouth. But we have received the blessing of being ever happy. Ever happy birthday. In order to be happy and be free from Maya, Baba has given us this new birth, this spiritual birth. Maya is the one that causes sorrow. And it is the day for Maya is chased away through taking the inheritance of love and happiness and peace from God. May we continue to receive this and may everyone else continue to receive that. So it's not that we ask Baba for anything, but we are Baba's royal children, real children. And he says to us, don't ever ask anyone for anything. Royal children don't ask for anything, not even from Baba. So whose children are we? Look what he's making us into from what we were. Every day, Baba says, celebrate this. These are the days for celebrating. These moments are for celebration. This is the age for accumulating happiness, the treasure of happiness, so that we remain constantly happy. One line that he read somewhere, that we are building the building for 21 births so that the building remains stable for 21 births so that our 21 generations can live in that building.
ऐसी building बना रहे हैं.
We're building such a building.
अभी plan है ना?
So that's the plan, isn't it? So that 21 of our generations can remain happy. So that is the kind of building that we are erecting. So how the foundation should be so very strong. The foundation is that of purity. And Baba has said, purity, the foundation of purity should be so strong that there's no impurity, so that the cement is very strong. If the cement were weak, if there was too much sand in the cement, then the building would be weak. How would it be?
So,
21 births, 21 generations should be so happy as a result of our foundation. So the building that is created is one in which everyone is happy. So the one who is building this has that very strong plan within themselves in order to create such a kingdom where there is peace and happiness and on the basis of purity, so no trace of impurity remains. So the work that we have to do is according to God's plan, God's desire. We know what His plan is. To create the new world, to create heaven on this earth. So what do we do? We also join in His plan. We say, we're also present in your task, in your plan. And it's our plan to make the world new, to bring heaven on this earth. And this false world of Kali Yuga is one that we want to finish. We want that world to end. And we are Baba's helpers in His service, in His plan. So those who are servers, ask them, how much help have they already received? Do they receive from God by keeping courage? We've received God's help by making Him ours. And He's made us His. With an honest heart, we've made Him ours. And so when we meet, the meeting of the Father and the children is one that gives us such shakti, such power, that He makes the child such an instrument. Okay? So it's everyone's birthday. Your birthday, brothers? Yes, you understand.
अच्छा ऐसे करना है तो एक एक देश वालों को बुलाएं ऐसे करें
क्या करें मैं
मोरन
कॉल एक एक देश वालों को बुलाओ one representative from every country
फी को बुलाओ
and Sister Fee, and I think perhaps Angela, Fee's mother, may also be here. But tomorrow is Sister Fee's birthday, so that is inviting her on the stage. And Angela, that is Angela Lakin, Fee's mother, is present. Please also come on the stage.
So, Sister Jenti, happy birthday today.
One representative from every country that you would like to have on the stage.
And Sister Fee's birthday is tomorrow. And so that is calling Fee and Angela. Is Angela here? Oh, she's not here. Okay. And be lovely for the cake cutting ceremony. Fee, come and say one word or two words. Or half a word. And then it'll also be, Daddy's suggesting it'd be nice to have a representative from each country. But first, I will call, but first let Fee come in. Okay, half a word, quarter word. It's at the right angle.
I don't think I'm as soul conscious as Jenti Ben. This is just awful. I was hiding at the back and making sure that no one would see me. What to say? Daddy was asking Gentie Ben about something new this morning, so I was just thinking to myself that a little earlier on she was sharing something very special with everyone, and she said that she was talking about the one who puts the one who puts things right, except he didn't do it this time when I came on the stage. But the one who puts things right, and she was saying that the one who puts things right, that it's really important when we're in, when we're somewhere, we're in a place, that we don't have any particular thoughts, or we don't share negative thoughts if something's gone wrong, or we don't share words in the sense of affecting the atmosphere. And that Baba will put things right, because other people then will pick that up and their faces will show the heaviness of what's been inside you. So I was thinking to myself, I want to make this commitment that I don't share this, anything negative in the atmosphere, for others to pick up. All right. Om Shanti. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so representatives from, now I have to guess, Lebanon, Kuwait, where else are people from? Colombia?
India.
India. Who's here from India?
Lakshmi.
Calcutta, come. So, Sandra from Colombia. Who's here from Kuwait?
Tony.
Mona from South Africa.
Tony from Malaysia.
Tony from Malaysia, thank you. Another mother from Bombay. One rep from each country. Okay. Who has come visiting and flying in?
USA.
Anyone from Egypt? Egypt, anyone?
We have someone here from USA also.
Lebanon? USA? Who's here from Spain? Spain? Anyone? Sweden? Come, Sweden. Greece? No, Anna's from Beirut now. Is that it? Someone else? USA, yes, USA. South Africa we called. Where's Mona? Or
she's next to you.
Oh, hello. Oh. Okay, all gather round and cut the cake. No, you're standing round me. Unless you want to speak. Oh, yeah, blow the cake, blow the candle. Okay, blow the candle and make a wish. Okay, come onto the stage. Those who are coming. Anyone we've forgotten? Where? France. Who's come from France? Come.
बार बार दिल ये गाए तुझे हजारों साल ye meri hai arzoo.
Happy birthday. नजर रुक जाए बेमिसाल जो कहलाए तू जिए हजारों साल ये मेरी है आरज़ू.
सच है कि भगवान है मगर फिर भी अनजान है. ये तो सच है कि भगवान है मगर फिर भी अनजान है. धरती पे रूप माँ बाप का उस विधाता की पहचान है. ये तो सच है कि भगवान है. कर जिनकी उंगली है बचपन छला कांधे पर बैठ के जिनके देखा जहां ज्ञान जिनसे मिला क्या बुरा क्या भला. कितने उपकार है क्या बताना ना आसान है. धरती पे रूप माँ बाप का उस विधाता की पहचान है. ये तो सच है कि भगवान है. जन्म देती है जो माँ जिसे जग कहे अपनी संतान में प्राण जिसके रहे. नींद जो बार दे थके हर दुख सहे। ममता के रूप में है प्रभु, आपसे पाया वरदान है, धरती पे रूप माँ बाप का उस विधाता की पहचान है। ये तो सच है कि भगवान है।
प्यार का सागर है, तू प्यार का सागर है, तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, लौटा जो दिया तूने, लौटा जो दिया तूने, चले जाएंगे जहां से हम, चले जाएंगे जहां से हम,
प्यार का सागर है, तू प्यार का सागर है, तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम, प्यार का सागर है।
पागल पंछी उड़ने को बेकरार, उड़ने को बेकरार, पंख है कोमल आंख है धुंधली, जाना है सागर पार, जाना है सागर पार, अब तू ही से समझा, अब तू ही से समझा, राह भूले थे कहां से हम, राह भूले थे कहां से हम, है मौत खड़ी, कोई क्या जाने कहां है सीमा, उलझन आन पड़ी, उलझन आन पड़ी, कानों में जरा कह दे, कानों में जरा कह दे, कि आए कौन दिशा से हम, कि आए कौन दिशा से हम,
प्यार का सागर।